Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. How was your church service last night? A wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a great spirit and a wonderful time together with the people of God and a wonderful study of the Word of God. And it was just exactly what we needed right here in the middle of the week. And I hope you got what you needed last night as well, and that you enjoyed being with the people of God, singing the songs of God, spending time in prayer with God and studying the Word of God. And with just what you needed right in the middle of the week as well. Well, listen, today, if you take your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 7, and I want you to notice with me verse number 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any other people. For ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Notice, the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God. Roger Sims was hitchhiking his way home. He'll never forget the date, May 7th. His heavy suitcase made him tired. He was anxious to take off his army uniform once for all. Flashing the hitchhiking sign to the oncoming car, he lost hope when he saw it was a black, sleek Cadillac. To his surprise, the car stopped. The passenger opened the door. And he ran to the car, tossed his suitcase in the back, and thanked a handsome, well-dressed man, and got into the front seat. "Going home for keeps?" "Sure am," said Roger. "Well, you're in luck if you're going to Chicago." "Well, not quite that far. Do you live in Chicago?" "Well, I have a business there. My name is Hanover." After talking about many things, Roger, who was a Christian, felt a compulsion to witness to this 50-ish, apparently successful businessman. But he kept putting it off, till he realized he's just 30 minutes from his home. It was now or never. So Roger cleared his throat. "Mr. Hanover, I'd like to talk to you about something very important." He then proceeded to explain the way of salvation, ultimately asking Mr. Hanover if he would like to receive Jesus Christ as his Savior. To Roger's astonishment, the Cadillac pulled over to the side of the road. Roger thought he was going to be kicked out of the car, but the businessman bowed his head and received Christ, and then thanked Roger. He said, "This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me." 5 years went by. Roger married, had a 2-year-old boy, and a business of his own. Packing a suitcase for his business trip to Chicago, he found a small white business card that Hanover had given him 5 years before. In Chicago, he looked up Hanover Enterprises. A receptionist told him it would not be possible to see Mr. Hanover, but he could see Mrs. Hanover. A little confused as to what was happening, he was ushered into a lovely office and found himself face to face with a keen-eyed woman in her 50s. She extended her hand. "You knew my husband?" Roger told her her husband had given him a ride when he was hitchhiking home from the army. "Can you tell me when that was?" He said it was May 7th, 5 years ago, the day I was discharged from the army. "Is there something special about that day? Should he mention that he gave his witness?" Since he had come so far, he might as well take the plunge. He said, "Mrs. Hanover, I explained the gospel. And your husband pulled over to the side of the road, wept against the steering wheel, and received Christ as his Savior that day." Explosive sobs shook her body. Getting a grip on herself, she sobbed, "I prayed for my husband's salvation for years. I believed God would save him." And then Roger said, "Well, where is your husband, Miss Hanover?" "He's dead," she wept, struggling with words. "He was in a car crash after he let you out of the car. He never got home. You see, I thought God had not kept his promise." Sobbing uncontrollably, she asked, "I stopped living for God 5 years ago because I thought he had not kept his word." Oh, my friend, God is faithful. God is faithful. He's the faithful God. When you don't think he's faithful, he's faithful. If you're discouraged today, I want to remind you, God is faithful. If you're weary and tired today, I want to remind you, God is faithful. If you're facing some financial mountains today, I want to remind you that God is faithful. If you're under some physical distress, I want to remind you that God is faithful. Parents listening today, God is faithful. Teenagers listening today, God is faithful. Children listening today, God is faithful. Grandparents listening today, God is faithful. Can I say you that God is faithful to keep? He's faithful to keep to Israel. He reminds them in Deuteronomy 7 that without God, you're nothing. And to us who know him as Savior, he didn't save us because we were great, are worthy, are famous, are deserving. In fact, quite the opposite. His love, his mercy, and by his grace, we are saved. And he's faithful to save. And he's faithful to keep saved. He's faithful to give us everlasting life. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. 1 Timothy 1:12. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. God keeps his promise. He's faithful to keep. He's also faithful to call. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, faithful is he who calls you. God calls us. He saves us, but he also calls us. And he calls us, 1 Corinthians 1:9, into the fellowship of his Son. That's what God wants. God desires that we have fellowship with our Savior, his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John tells us that truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. He is always with us, and he calls us to fellowship with him, to walk with him, to abide in him, and allow his word to abide in us. Oh, thank God he's faithful to keep, but he's also faithful to call. And then he's faithful to deliver you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation provide a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. He's faithful to deliver, but God is faithful. In 1346, during the Hundred Year War, the English army of King Edward III met a French battalion in Crecy, France. The king's son, Prince Edward, led one of the vital divisions of the British force, while King Edward III was nearby with a strong band of soldiers ready to send relief if needed. Well, soon after the battle started, the prince thought he was in danger, and he sent for help, but none came. So he sent a second message pleading for more assistance. And the father responded, go tell my son, I am not so inexperienced commander as not to know when help is needed, and not so careless a father as not to send it. And so it is with our Heavenly Father. God is faithful. God is faithful. He knows when and where and what to send as help in every situation. There's always a way to escape, but it's up to us to take it. There's always a way to escape, but it's up to us to take it. He's faithful to keep. He's faithful to call. He's faithful to deliver. He's faithful to intercede. The Bible says that Christ ever lives to make intercession for us. He lives to make intercession for us. When our little girl was younger, our daughter was younger, she wanted one of those kitchen playhouse things, you know, for Christmas. And I'm like, no way, she doesn't need things like that. And you know what? She had an intercessor called her mother. And my wife, and she interceded for our little girl. Said, I was a little girl, and I enjoyed things like that once. And that's what Jesus does for us. Jesus says, I lived in the flesh. I lived there. I know what that's like. He was in all points tempted, as we are, yet without sin. So he was made like unto us. He knows what it's like to be us. And so he's there at the throne to intercede on our behalf. And he's faithful to that duty. He's always there as our partner in prayer. He's faithful to keep, faithful to call, faithful to deliver. He's faithful to intercede. He's faithful to forgive. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you forgiving? Well, yeah, most times. Sometimes. all time? Every time? Are you faithful to forgive? Thank God he's faithful to forgive. He forgives us of all sin. Big sin, little sin, black sin, white sin, doesn't matter. It's all sin, and there's no limit. When he's teaching on forgiveness, Peter said, how often do I have to forgive him? You know, 7 times? And Jesus said, 70 times 7. In fact, he said, if he turns to you 7 times in one day and asks forgiveness, you forgive him. Thank God for forgiveness. Thank God he doesn't just forgive. He's faithful to forgive. He's faithful to keep. He's faithful to call. He's faithful to deliver. He's faithful to intercede. He's faithful to forgive. He's faithful to the end. He's faithful to the end. That tells us in the book of Lamentations that the Lord gives us. Lamentations 3, which mostly we talk about this, his mercies are new every morning. But then it says, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Thy compassions, the mercies, they fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. College young man was in a photography studio and he saw a framed picture of a girl. And they wanted the picture duplicated, so he had to remove it from the frame it was in. And when he did so, he looked at the photograph, and there was an inscription on the back. And the photograph said, "Dearest Tom, I love you with all my heart. I love you more and more each day. And I love you forever and ever. I am yours eternally." And it was signed, Diane. And then it said a P.S. And it said, P.S. If we ever break up, I want this picture back. Well, listen, God doesn't put any P.S.s on his commitment to us, on his love for you and me. He will be faithful to the end of the age, the end of the world. In my Father's house, Jesus said, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. Why? That where I am, there ye may be also. The psalmist put it this way, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's faithful. He's faithful. God is faithful. Faithful to keep, faithful to call, faithful to deliver, faithful to intercede, faithful to forgive, and he's faithful to the end. And as we saw with Roger Hanover, he's faithful to save. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. What a faithful God we serve. How terrible it would be if we could not depend on him, if he was not faithful. I cannot brag on my faithfulness to God, but I sure can brag on his faithfulness to me. Great is thy faithfulness. He's not just God. He's the faithful God. He's my faithful Lord. And he's yours too. I pray he is. And I hope you'll have a great Thursday, everybody. Let's come back tomorrow for the broadcast, okay? It'll be a great Friday, and we'll look forward to our time together then. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.